Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Experiment with me, Gary Fox. Today, it's Idealab time, and we are talking about the art of simplicity. How fancy. A famous person, much smarter than me, once said, perfection is when there's nothing left to take away. And that means, essentially, you strip back everything that's unnecessary, and what you've left is exactly what you need. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to teach you how I strip out all the inefficiencies in my business and in my personal life to make my life a little bit easier, if I'm very, very honest. That is the main reason for that. First, I want to say a quick thank you to my new partner for 2022. That is Sage. If you're listening last week, you already know Sage are my partner for all of this year. Sage is the trusted global provider for HR, payroll, and finance software to SMEs, small and medium-sized enterprises all over the globe. If you're watching on YouTube, it's the first link in the description. Or if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, you'll find the link in the description also. Now, on with today's episode. I was trying to think what to talk about, and then I was like, well, I'll talk about exactly what I'm working on right now. And that is stripping out and automating a lot of the processes that I do. I have various businesses and even this podcast, and a lot of it is admin. When you grow up and become an adult, a lot of your work and life is admin. So I'm going to show you today the process that I go through for this. So what I do is, first of all, every year, or when I do in my business, when I have a new process, I document it. I document it for a couple of different reasons. Number one, putting it down on paper shows that you truly understand it. Number two, it identifies where the time has been spent. The best way to do this is to do a time audit. It's very simple. For 1 week, your Google Calendar is your Bible, right? I used to do this in a sales job I had. Everything went on Google Calendar, and it's a habit that stuck with me ever since. Everything goes on Google Calendar. If it's not on Google Calendar, it's not happening. Almost to an obsessive point of view, but that, I think, is what you need to do. You need to see where you're spending your time, because I've talked previously about this. I do weekly reviews and weekly plans. Plan the week. Here's the three major things I'm going to work on. Then at the end of the week, on a Saturday or Sunday, I sit down and go, right, what did I do? Did I hit the three things? Yes. What else did I do? And I look back at my calendar and go, right, where did I spend my time? Because, you know, there's some days you kind of look at your calendar and go, what did I do today? And sometimes it's just literally, look, we all got to do admin and paperwork, right? But if we can automate it a little bit more, life will be a little bit simpler. So what I'll do is, I'll do a time audit of where I'm spending my time. And if you haven't done this, definitely do this in the next week or two, because it could save you literally weeks over the coming year. And especially if you're an entrepreneur with a small team or a solo entrepreneur, this can be extremely valuable, because when you're starting off, you can just keep going. You can just be busy to be busy to be busy. And you can really, you want to look at like what's called high leverage activities. That's somewhere whereby only you can really do it, right? And as an entrepreneur, you think that's everything. You think everything you do is, oh, I'll just do it myself. I know what to do. That's a huge weakness, and it's a huge naivety on a lot of entrepreneurs. I've done it. I still do it to this day. And I've repeatedly tried to document things to show myself, right, where am I actually required? For example, let's take this podcast as a perfect example. I have to do it, as in like, for the 10 minutes, I sit down and I talk to you. Or if I'm interviewing a guest, I sit down for the hour and I have to do it. Everything else you could probably strip out. Do I need to be involved in the setup? Probably not. Do I need to be involved in the editing? Probably not. Do I need to be involved in posting the episode to social media? Probably not. And then it's, you start isolating, right, where else could I bring a team member in, or where else could I automate? So my process is to document everything, literally from start to finish, exactly how you do any single part of your business. And then once you've that done, there's three things you want to decide. What can you delegate? What can you automate? Or what can you stop or strip back? So delegation, automation, or stopping. Originally, I think I got this idea from Tim Ferriss way back in the day from his 4-hour work week. And it's still relevant today. What are you doing in your business? Where's the fat? Where's the bit that you're doing that you shouldn't really be doing? Delegation is the most obvious one, okay? Well, delegation and automation. Automation has come more to the fore with lots of like free tools like Notion, Zapier, things like that, where you can automate a lot of your kind of mundane processes. But delegation is probably the lowest hanging fruit for you, especially if you're an entrepreneur with a small team or you're working on your own. How am I going to delegate if I'm working on my own? That's what you're asking me right now. A simple website called Upwork. I've talked about Upwork a lot on this pod because it's superb. There's loads of different ones out there. There's Fiverr, People Per Hour, loads of different websites. And also, they essentially all do the same thing, but the one that's worked best for me is Upwork. We find people who will do projects with you or do ongoing work, building databases, websites, editing, marketing, design, pretty much anything you can think of that you would hire for your business. If you can think of a position you want to hire for your business, there's really very few roles that you can't delegate first by finding people from all over the globe to work with you. And especially now, there's going to be an absolute flood of talent coming on to global systems like Upwork as people leave traditional jobs or they go back to traditional jobs and they're like, you know what, this isn't for me. So by documenting your process, you can see, right, where do you need to be involved and where is there potential for you to hire an admin assistant or a marketing assistant or a social media assistant or somebody that you can go, right, here's the documented process, because it's like literally a handbook. By documenting your process, you're also creating an employee handbook. And then what you can do is you can delegate a certain percentage of that and you can ramp it up as you build process and as you build trust with that person. The best way to do it, I've talked about this again before in the pod, is hire three people simultaneously to do the same job. This is how you get a benchmark for where you want to be doing. Because sometimes you can hire someone and you're like, I'm not sure if that's good or bad or what. I'm not sure if that took too long, if it took too little, if I overpaid, if I underpaid. So hire three people, set them a task that's very binary, very black and white, designing a new logo or coming up with a social media campaign or a marketing campaign for X product. That is very black and white. It's very binary. There's very few kind of, you know, it is what it is. They did it or they did not do it. Creating a database of 100 people, something like that, so you can judge and go, yes, it was done or it was not done. And then just judge the three of them on a level playing field. By hiring three people, you get a fairly good idea of good, medium, and bad. And then simply hire the best person. And that's kind of it. That's kind of how I do it. And I delegate a lot of my work through that. Then automation is the same thing. When I was working my Airbnb business, a huge amount of it was repetitive, mundane, answering the same questions over and over and over and over. So what we did in the business was built up a database of FAQs, frequently asked questions we would get asked all the time. Where's the best restaurant in Dublin? What do you recommend to do? If I could only do one thing in Dublin, what would I recommend to do? Where is the best X, Y, Z? So we built up a database and then we're able to get automation software to automatically message the guest. So as soon as someone would book in, they would get an automatic message saying, hey, welcome. Delighted you're going to come stay with us. Here you go. Here's your three key things you need to know. They get another automatic message a week or two before going, hey, your trip is coming up in a week. Looking forward to meeting you. Here's the details. Let me know when you're arriving. Then obviously we'd step in, arrange the actual handover of keys. And then as they were preparing to leave the apartment, they get an automated message from us going, hey, thanks so much for staying. Hope you had a great time. Here's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you need to do before you leave. Again, that saved us hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of manpower that we didn't need to repeat. Do it once, document it, automate it. So delegation, automation, and then stripping and stopping. Stripping and stopping will probably be the smallest part of it, but it is still a part because you can just get wedded to ideas of doing things a certain way. So stripping and stopping is kind of the last. When you've delegated and automated and then you're left with the last piece, it's probably 5 to 10 to 15% that you can just stop. Maybe you're doing it. Maybe it's a defunct way. Maybe you don't even need to do it anymore. Maybe you don't need to post to that social media anymore. So that's delegation, automation, stripping and stopping. That is what I do, the art of simplicity in your business. And I'm doing this in my personal life as well. I literally moved to iPhone this week because I just want my iPhone to match up with my laptop. I just want one system. I don't want to be operating on 5 or 6 different systems. Doing the same on my wardrobe, strip back everything. I've gone back to a capsule wardrobe. When we lived on the barge, we had a very limited space and that forced us to be far more efficient with what we had and what we used. when we moved into a house, again, things just, like, you explode, you collect all this stuff. So I stripped everything back in my wardrobe again, back to the essentials, the 25 to 50 pieces of the clothing. Less, but higher quality. And think of the same thing for your business. What you need less of, but what can you invest more in to get a higher return? And that's it. That is the Idea Lab for Monday. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what tips you have for me in terms of how do you simplify your business? How do you simplify your processes? I'm always looking for efficiency tips as to how I can be doing things a little bit better. I will see you on Thursday. I have an incredible interview with Kieran Mulligan, the founder of Blue Insurance, who sold to Zurich for 70 million euros 3 or 4 years ago. And he tells us the whole story, how it happened, how he built the business, what it was like to sell, and what he's been up to now. Highly, highly interesting interview. We cover everything, and we also cover a little bit about investing and his tips for the year ahead. I will see you back here on Thursday. In the meantime, if you want to join in on any of our offline real world activities, you can join our community at mrgaryfox.com. It's 99 euros for the year. Every single month, we meet and get together 10 to 15 entrepreneurs, help solve problems for each other. And then we also have a golf day coming up in 2 weeks. And then we have a hike at the start of March. We also have a day-long event coming up in April or May. So to join in any of those. Oh, and we also have a live pod coming up possibly in Cork. So if any of that is interesting to you, go to mrgaryfox.com, join the community, and you get immediate access to the online community. We have our own message board and forum and chat where we just chat online, answer questions, share tips, and we have a weekly accountability thread where we all help each other achieve a little bit more. And that is it. I will see you back here on Thursday. Have a cracking week. As I said, subscribe and follow the podcast wherever you're listening. I'll see you back here on Thursday.